If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
Now, you know, after we go to news, there's something I want to discuss. There's a lot of scams going around. So the first one I want to tell you about is there's apparently a story that you can read in the newspaper this morning, and people have been arrested by fake police people, right? So fake cops. They're issuing warrants of arrest. They're arresting them, and then they're asking for bribes for them to wipe the slate clean. That's one thing.
I've seen that.
I'm sure you would have seen on social media as well, there was a pop-up shop in Pretoria. Not in Pretoria, sorry, Mall of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
People went there was a pop-up shop. They spent their money. Kali pepper. Gone. Huh. And then there's another one that's been going around. Because obviously it's tax season, people get an SMS.
Oh, I actually got an email the other day.
Yes, and the SMS will tell you what you owe SARS, this amount of money, pay up before they take a judgment on you. And obviously people want to be compliant, and they pay. You know, I contacted somebody at SARS. They're like, well, SARS will never contact you directly via SMS for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
They will call you. And then what they'll do is they'll correspond with you via email, etc. and so on. But you just get a random SMS saying, Saul, you owe us this much, pay. Mm-mm. Don't do that. What they do is they go and they look for people's names and databases, and then they just send random texts. And they know which people are scared of SARS, and they'll pay however much that is. So just look out for those three things. You can give us a shout as well if you know any other scams. Speaking about scammers, so I tell my parents, specifically my mom, I guess my dad as well, don't respond to anything, not an email, not a text, until I verify that we're dealing with the right people. Because people will just send you a text and tell you you owe SARS an amount of money. Now you got to go pay. And you'll be surprised how often people actually pay this amount of money.
Another scam that I noticed recently, been receiving SMSs from courier companies saying there's a parcel that it's awaiting for some payments, and then make that payment so that they can arrange for delivery and stuff. Yeah, people should look out for that one also.
100%. All scams are based on social engineering. What that means is they'll study human behavior and what people are doing more prevalently, and then they'll scam according to that. So a lot of people are buying from Temu, a lot of people are buying from Shein, and those products obviously get imported. And sometimes you got to clear your cart, and then you got to clear the products, for example, at customs. So if you know you've ordered something from Temu, and all of a sudden you get a text that says, hey, you got to come clear your product, you're going to assume that's the product. Did you 100 rand or however much you're asking for? Now, 100 bucks may not seem like much, but if you're scamming 1 million people, for example, that's 100 million.
Sometimes the scam is not even to get money out of you. It's just to get you to click on a page, and it's going to be a phishing website,
yes,
which gets information and spyware from your phone.
Yaboo.
And yes, scam, what I say, if it sounds too good to be true, it's not true. Like, I was scammed wanting to buy, like, football replica jerseys. The prices was just too good. I don't know what happened. I got click and I'm getting a thing. Gone. So let's be very, 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 very careful. Too good to be true, it's not true.
Another scam that I noticed recently, been receiving SMSs from courier companies saying there's a parcel that it's awaiting for some payments, and then make that payment so that they can arrange for delivery and stuff. Yeah, people should look out for that one also.
Okay, there's also that love bombing scam, the one where our sisters are being targeted by our African brothers. Baba Tatela, I'm a thousand, like 500,000, plus a car, a brother from Congo, Lisubalegile. Hey!
Tiwa Tembiche.
I don't know if it's just a scam or who donated it, because, I mean, you're doing it in the name of love. You're not being blindsided.
Mm.
One of the scams that they have, which is highly advanced, to my surprise, is the RFQ, the fake RFQs. They'll say they'll issue an RFQ from City of Joburg, or maybe Pick It Up or whatever, or any of the government departments. And if you bid for it, they'll give you a fake purchase order. That fake purchase order, if you look for the specification of the things that they want there, there is a website that will redirect you, and then they'll give you the quote, those people. You'll pay buying those things, only to find that you've been scammed. There is no PO, there was no RFQ. So people have to be very careful, especially the small businesses. They really need to be very careful.
There is an NCR scam, guys. These guys call you pretending like they are from NCR. They tell you that you are being overcharged for your debts. They know everything about you. They know the debts that you have and tell you that the government has signed a new law that will make you pay less for your debt, only to find out that they are just going to steal your money.
This thing I'm a scam is getting out of hand. Like now all of a sudden you start getting SMSs saying your parcel is waiting at Postnet or DHL, whatever it is, and that you must click on the link. And then when you do click, it's just a fake website. Actually, it's just a PDF. And then I don't know what happens from there on. But the guys are getting creative nowadays.
So there you have it. Kwashani, beware, be vigilant. A lot of scammers out there.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.